I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's not easy being gay in Muslim-majority countries. Often, in fact, it's against the law. But even in Britain, which has a more relaxed attitude toward homosexuality, being gay and Muslim can be difficult or even dangerous. Now, a popular British primetime soap opera is taking on the issue. The soap opera is called EastEnders, and it's featuring a plotline with a gay Muslim character. It's been causing quite a stir. Here's a clip from the soap opera. You'll hear first the mother of the gay man, Saeed. She is speaking. She does not know that her son is gay. Another person in the scene is named Christian. He is openly gay. Let's hear the clip.
I have nothing against homosexuality, Christian. As far as I'm concerned, you can live your life however you please. Just not in my faith.
Well, you can't let it rest, can you?
I'm not about to sit back and be insulted by your mother.
Not everyone shares your values, Christian.
So what do you think?
Well, this isn't about me.
Saeed. Thank you very much. I want to know what it is you think of me.
Now isn't the time.
Answer me!
It's haram!
What the hell does that mean?
It's against God's will.
That is the gay man, Saeed. Although, as we said, his mother doesn't know he's gay. He's not out yet. He is saying, though, it is against God's will. It is a sin to be homosexual under Islam. Pav Akhtar is the chairman for a British gay Islamic group called Iman. I know you were a consultant for that TV show, which we should say is produced by the BBC. We just heard that one character say that it is a sin, it is haram, to be homosexual under Islam. Does the Quran say anything about that?
To the best of my understanding, there isn't any explicit condemnation of homosexuality within Islam or within the Quran. There is an interpretation which is condemnatory, but that isn't explicitly from the Quran.
Are you Muslim yourself?
Yes, I am a Muslim.
Practicing?
I'm a practicing Muslim.
You're homosexual?
I'm a gay man, yes.
What was the need for a consultant like you to advise the BBC?
There were a number of us from Iman who were consulted on the experience of LGBT Muslims. Iman's the Muslim LGBT organization
here
in Britain.
This is lesbian, gay?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender.
Specifically Muslim?
Muslim, yeah. So when the BBC approached us, all very, very secretively, about wanting to develop a storyline about the experience of gay Muslims, what were the possibilities and how pertinent or realistic was it? Was there any credible way to deal with this issue?
What did you draw from your own experiences living in Britain as a gay Muslim, practicing Muslim, that guided your advice to the BBC as they created this particular character, a character who has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What did you say? I mean, what did you draw from?
The experience of being, you know, being a Pakistani gay Muslim in Britain is a complex thing. Different aspects of my identity are important or prioritized depending on the circumstances and depending on the context, because I think it's really important that we project to the mainstream that the Muslim community is incredibly diverse, that we confront within our own community and in wider society many of those issues which other sections of our society experience and undergo, whether that's around sexual orientation, whether it's around gender or disability. There are enormous challenges and complexities to the experience of British Muslims.
Do you know anybody who mirrors the life of this character, Saeed, who is Muslim, gay, in Britain and not out?
I think, sadly, there are very many people in that situation the world over. I don't think it's exclusively a Muslim experience, but certainly, you know, as a Muslim, and since the question relates to the Muslim character on EastEnders, yes, there are many people like that. And I think this is a real opportunity, really, in my view, for us to uncover the complexities of what it is to be gay but not able to feel comfortable to come out and present yourself as gay. And also because you're very concerned about the prejudice and the fears, actually, sometimes, that other people around you have, and sometimes the prejudices and fears that you inflict upon yourself.
All right. Thank you very much. Pav Akhtar is chairman for a British gay Islamic group that's called Iman, I-M-A-A-N. He is also a Labour Party councillor for the London Borough of Lambeth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.